Luke's been fantastic over the last 12 months, Nick. You know, he's played a real big part alongside Ross Brooks in developing our futsal structure and programme. And he's also shown just a huge desire to educate himself. He's been on a number of courses, obtained a number of qualifications. And it's typical of Luke Chadwick that he's so humble in knowing that he's at the start of his coaching career. After such an illustrious playing career, he's not somebody who thinks that one should follow the other without application and, you know, working hard and knowing that he's got a lot to learn. But that humility sets him apart from a lot of others, and he's really highly respected by all the staff here, as well as obviously, you know, all of the supporters. And we think that he'll add something to our academy for the development of our young players that we don't have. We haven't got many coaches here that have played in Champions League quarterfinals. And therefore, as much as, you know, Luke will learn from our staff and develop with us as a coach, we think he'll be, you know, hugely beneficial to the development of our young players as well.
Just on to the first team then, Jez. How are things going in terms of your recruitment? It's the time of year when supporters are looking for new signings, and we've had the question a few times this week. Is anything going on at the U's? When's someone going to come in? I'm sure there's lots of busy work going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, lots of work. And every signing requires a huge amount of work, both in, you know, meeting the player, talking to the agent, convincing them that this is the right opportunity for them, making sure the finances stack up. Often, if you're trying to sign a really good player, there'll be other clubs trying to do the same thing. So, yeah, it's always difficult to get deals over the line when you're trying to do things so early in the summer. But we've had a lot of good work over a number of weeks, you know, through Greg Abbott, who's joined us. We have regular recruitment meetings. I'm just off to the training ground now, Nick, to be honest, to meet with Sean and Joe and Greg and Ginge again. So lots of work is going on behind the scenes, and we're getting closer with one or two. And we're just really, really important that we bring the right players in this summer to complement what Sean has achieved from November onwards, because we finished the season in such a positive note and with such a distinctive style of play. It's really, really important now that we recruit the right players that buy into the ethos of the football club and have the, you know, technical and tactical and physical and mental capabilities of performing in the way that Sean wants the team to perform next year.
Yeah, and how much does it help when you, I mean, you must be in a bit of a position of strength because you're an upwardly mobile club, aren't you? I remember, again, we talk about the dark days, but back in the conference when you probably have to go quite low down your list for, you know, for players to come in, Jez. But the fact that you finished the season strongly, you were just outside the playoffs, you got a manager in place who has a real plan and that seems to be working, it makes you a much more attractive proposition, of course.
Yeah, 100%. We're a club, I think, that's viewed well from the outside. I think people like the way we try and go and do our business and like the way that we try and conduct ourselves. And we've got a manager and a coaching staff that are really well respected within the game, and good contacts in terms of, you know, trying to secure players. And I just think the club as a whole, you know, there's almost every conceivable metric that you would want to choose to describe how successful the club has been in terms of position in the table, points, average crowd. We could go down to hospitality, sponsorship, number of replica shirts we sell, number of season tickets we sell. All of those metrics are showing an upward curve, Nick, and I think that's really important that people from the outside might not know the absolute detail of each of those lines, but they do see a club that is progressing, is moving forward and is ambitious, but sensibly ambitious. And I think that's what a lot of players, you know, want to join. They want to join a club where they can be successful.